Now a glance to still more new Kansas State University research into the adoption of precision agricultural technologies. This continues to be a high-level area of interest in the Agricultural Economics Department here at Kansas State. This specific effort of late wanted to get into the factors that influence the tendencies of producers to adopt those technologies. Along with us once again is precision agriculture economist with K-State Research and Extension, Terry Griffin. Terry has brought the three co-authors of this article with him today. They're all graduate researchers in the Department of Agricultural Economics, and we'll speak with each of them. But Terry, the mission of this effort once again, you're still trying to dig up more information and to quantify the decisions that producers make about these technologies, right?
Well, that's right, Eric. One of the big questions about precision ag is who adopts and, more importantly, why they adopt. And from an industry perspective, the question comes back to who will be the next wave of adopters when they're targeting farmers who may be their customers. And, you know, farmers are asking the same questions, too. You know, what types of farms do precision ag technologies work for? And are there any farm types that the technology may not be as useful for?
So the graduate researchers who are with us today did the heavy lifting on this work. By name, Christian Torres, Steve Ramsey, Noah Miller. We're glad to have all three of you here. Christian, we'll turn to you. Explain how you went about this project. What methodology was used to get an idea of farmers' tendencies in adopting technology?
Beginning in the fall of 2015, farmers were surveyed regarding technology adoption, and by November we have about 453 responses. And then this data was merged with the Kansas Farm Management Association data set. So we have when the farmer adopted technology, how long he adopted that, for how long, and then what are the farmer's characteristics, like what is the farm size, the age of the main operator. We also calculate like the cropping efficiency. We define this variable as the gross farm income divided by the total cost. So this gives an idea like for each dollar spent in production, how much is getting back in total revenue. We also found the literature that for risk aversion, sometimes risk aversion influences the adoption of technology. So with these variables, we model what is the adoption. So, okay, so if this is the farm size, this is the main operator age, how this influence if I adopt or not a technology.
Okay, so you cross-referenced all of those variables here, which we'll talk about what you discovered, but and ask one of your colleagues here, what technologies were you examining in this study? You identified specific technologies and the adoption levels, right, Noah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were looking at light bar, automatic guidance, section control, variable rate, yield monitor with and without GPS, and precision soil sampling.
And asking of each of the individuals questioned about those, whether they've adopted them and why, is that how it went?
Yes, the survey asked the individuals, had they adopted any of these technologies, when did they start adopting, and if they had stopped adopting, when did they stop adopting?
Let's talk about those variables then and ask each of the three of you to weigh in on this. What weight does farm size carry? In other words, is that an important factor in how quickly or how frequently one adopts technology?
Well, we saw overall that farm size had a sort of a positive impact on technology adoption. So that meant we saw farms with larger sizes having larger rates of adoption. That trend was general over all the technologies we looked at, but some technologies, for instance, light bar, we didn't see that kind of trend with growth. So overall, yes, but certain technologies differed slightly sometimes.
Operator age, and one would guess that the older the operator, perhaps the less likely they are to engage in the newer technologies. Was that the case?
Yes. Based in our data set, operators that are younger than 60 years old are more likely to adopt these precision ag technologies. And also related with the farm size, probably bigger farms adopt technologies because they can spread the fixed costs of adopt these technologies. So, and it's kind of also related with the operator's age.
You had this variable called cropping efficiency involved, and I might ask you to explain. Steve, can you allow a bit on that, what that refers to?
So cropping efficiency was defined basically as income from crops divided by the cost of production of those crops. And so the idea there was to look and see if more efficient farms tend to adopt these technologies more frequently, or if you see higher adoption rates among the less efficient.
And the results said what? More efficiency is going to lead to higher adoption?
Well, it depends. So some technologies, yes, and some, no. So for instance, one of the things we found was that the adoption of variable rate technology, which is one of those kind of in the middle where, you know, it takes some data, takes some information, takes some skill to be able to use this technology, was a little bit different than the rest.
So basically, the effect of cropping efficiency in the adoption of technology is different across technology. So we found that only for precision soil sampling was significant and have a negative impact. So one reason that why this is negative could be because less efficient farms desire to improve their productivity by adopting this technology. And, you know, if you are an efficient farm, maybe you are near the production frontier. So probably you don't see good return on your investment if you adopt that technology. So that was the data shows. On the other hand, we have the variable rate technologies like variable rate seed and fertilizer. And usually these technologies are adopted in conjunction with other. So we also modeled that adoption. And we found that the concurrent adoption of automated guidance, precision soil sampling, and yield monitor with GPS has a positive and significant effect in the likelihood to adopt these variable rate technologies. Also, another interesting factor is the LIBAR technology. It has like a negative effect in variable rate technology. So this could be like for maybe because LIBAR has been like an old technology. It's at some point it's getting obsolete. So maybe these farmers that have this technology are not perceiving like some benefits to adopt variable rate technology.
There's this interesting variable that you also studied, gentlemen, in this research, and that is risk aversion, that is the producer's willingness to take on risk. And if they are risk averse, then perhaps they are not as eager to take on a technology that they're unfamiliar with or have doubts about. Was that borne out in this project?
Yes, there were differences in terms of adoption when it came to risk aversion. We saw that certain technologies that one would think would not have an immediate payoff acted differently in terms of the risk aversion. So we saw things like variable rate not as highly with the risk aversion factor.
Mm-hmm. Well, simpler technologies, maybe producers that are risk averse are more comfortable with?
Producers are more comfortable with. They know that their return on investment is much more likely to occur. So it seems like they're more willing to adopt those.
Steve, ask you, how do you see the results of this project being useful and for whom?
So I think one group that could potentially benefit from this sort of study is those kind of in the business of, you know, selling, producing these types of precision agriculture equipment. It can kind of shed a little bit of light as far as which segments of the farming demographics are likely to want to purchase and use these sorts of technologies. Now, I would caution, I think it also hints that there's a lot more research that could be done. So the kind of research that Dr. Griffin is doing and kind of spearheading is very important. So what we've captured is kind of the kind of underlying trends. It gives you a good idea of what's happening, but there's still, I think, a lot more work to be done. So, for example, we see the younger farmers being more likely to adopt these technologies, but we don't necessarily know why at this point. So at some point, those younger farmers today are going to be older farmers in the future. So that trend that we found in this study may not necessarily hold. So it's important to keep doing research and figuring out what it is about these technologies that leads these younger farmers to adopt as opposed to the older farmers. So to kind of summarize, I think there's good overall summaries of the market that can be captured from this type of study. But again, it signifies that I think we need more research to learn a little bit more about what's driving these decisions.
Well, it's an extensive effort, to be sure, and it's been captured in a just posted article on the aforementioned agmanager.info website entitled "The Factors Influencing the Adoption of Precision Agricultural Technologies by Kansas Farmers." Congratulations to you, Terry, for continuing this work, and to the three of you for putting it all together. Appreciate your time and sharing some thoughts from it today.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Along with Terry Griffin, Research and Extension Precision Agriculture Economist at K-State, Christian Torres, Noah Miller, and Steve Ramsey, all graduate researchers in the Agricultural Economics Department here at K-State, who contributed to this large effort in collecting those viewpoints of Kansas farmers on taking on new precision agricultural technologies.